1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. I want to talk to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is not technically a police force. You're a volunteer, and he's in a radio room right now at a substation for the Citizens Auxiliary Police located in the South Bay of Los Angeles. Jay, your organization, and we do want to talk a little bit about safe mail this hour. You're an auxiliary police force?
Well, sir, I think when you talk about Citizens Auxiliary Police, standby. Perfect, Phil. When you talk about Citizens Auxiliary Police, I think what you're talking about is an organization of volunteers who just kind of take a peek over the shoulder of the police. We are volunteer police officers. Many of us, while we do have regular jobs, certainly we are people who, our primary concern, I think, is the safety and the save lives. And so what we do is just take a peek over the shoulder of the regular police officers. We are in conjunction with a variety of auxiliary police forces across the United States, the Central Texas Simulated Ranger Brigade, Rocky Mountain Volunteer Mountaineers, the Pennsylvania People's Patrol, Florida Security Gators, the Massachusetts Semi-Pro Minutemen, and the Utah Auxiliary Delta Force.
And what all these are volunteer?
Well, they're volunteer, if you want to call it volunteer. We patterned ourselves after Delta Force and the Army Rangers. And I don't know if you know who they are, but they're some pretty bad boys, and I would say that those guys are volunteer, too, so I don't know what you're getting at, but...
Well, no, wait a minute. Delta Force, Army Rangers, they work for the United States government as a military force. You guys are...
Well, technically, we're volunteer, but we do pattern ourselves after Delta Force. It's some pretty bad boys.
Well, what about the safe mail? Now, you guys are stationed at mailboxes?
That is correct, Phil. I think there's a lot of stuff, obviously, that's been going on with the mail, and we want to take some extra precaution.
Such as?
Well, we understand that we don't want to overburden the Postal Service with worries. A lot of handwritten envelopes come under immediate suspicion. What we are saying and what we need to do is take some hard decisions, I think, in the forthcoming days.
Are you talking about mail, and you're talking about overburdening the postal system?
That's correct.
So what hard decisions?
Well, I think you have to understand that we're coming up on the Christmas season. There's a lot of people who are going to be sending handwritten envelopes to, and let's be very honest, you've got a lot of young people out there, a lot of children, and I think the children are great. I love children. My wife and I have been trying to have one for a number of years right now. We've been to a couple of fertility clinics. As it turns out, I'm the one who's not able to have them. But be that as it may, I love kids.
I want to get back to what we're talking about here, the unsafe mail.
Well, the United States Postal Service, I think, right now is looking at any handwritten envelopes as being suspicious. And I think we've got to make some hard decisions. Coming up is going to be Christmas. And I'll let you put two and two together.
In terms of
what's going to be going through the mail.
Well, I guess... You're talking about a lot of letters to Santa Claus.
That is exactly correct. There'll be a lot of letters to Santa Claus, and if you see the writing of a child on an envelope, it is similar to maybe the way a lot of retards, or I don't mean to say retard, but you know somebody who's got a screw loose writes. And so you don't know if that letter contains anything that could be unsafe. I'm sure it is.
I want to be clear. You're not saying that kids are going to be sending anthrax.
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is we can't overburden the Postal Service with a lot of hand-scrawled, kind of retarded-looking writing where they don't know, is this a retard, is it somebody who's going to hurt the country, or is it just a little tiny kid wants to send a letter to Santa Claus. So we have stationed our people at the mailboxes throughout the South Bay, and when we see a child walk up with a letter to Santa Claus, we'll ask the child to, if we could see that, and we take the envelope from the child, and if it indeed is addressed to Santa Claus, we deal with that. We have our Special Citizens Auxiliary Police Children Counselors on site, sub-commanders, sub-corporals, and brigadier admirals who can tell the children, you don't want Santa Claus to get sick and you don't want him to die. I'm sure you don't want to see Santa Claus found with, a black fluid coming out of his mouth.
And wait, are you talking to kids?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, what are you saying to these children? These are children... Putting envelopes.
Well, hold on, Phil. We are about saving lives. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No, I know, but these are children going up to a mailbox, putting in an envelope to Santa Claus.
That is correct.
You're taking it out of their hand, and if you see that it is written to Santa Claus.
We tell the children a lot of bad stuff and bad men have been sending things through the mail. You don't want Santa Claus to get sick.
And what do you do with the letter?
We do take it away from the child. We do put that into a evidence envelope, and we book that into evidence at Citizens Auxiliary Police Substation, which is where I'm at right now.
All right, let me give out our phone number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Jay Santos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're taking the envelopes, the little Santa Claus letters from the kids.
We can't be careful. We don't want to overburden it. How do we say to the children things that we think a child will understand? Sweetheart, as a matter of fact, just a moment ago, Bill Kinetic, who is one of our sub-commander admirals, took an envelope from a child and said very sweetly, if Santa Claus dies, there's no Christmas. And
Are parents with these kids? Are there...
Sometimes there are. That's correct, Phil.
And what do the parents do? What does the child do? I just have to tell you, Jay...
Phil, I know you're a father, and I know this sort of thing.
No, but I got to tell you,
I can't have kids, you know. They found out at the fertility clinic that I'm the one who's... I guess you're shooting blanks or...
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you and your wife are able to have children someday. What I'm saying is, these are little kids who are going to put up a fuss.
That is correct.
So you have an envelope from a kid who wants to mail it to Santa Claus, and you take it from that child, and that child is going to cry.
That is correct.
What do you do then?
That's when you have to make a judgment call. And it's one of the toughest calls that a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police is ever going to have to make. But we do make that judgment call in that time at that place. It's the kind of thing that goes heart and heart, hand in hand with the job.
And what judgment call?
At that time, we will inform the subject, generally a subject anywhere from the age of 6 to 10, that at this time, as far as our knowledge goes, there is no Santa Claus.
And you are telling... Oh, whoa, hold on for a minute.
Phil, you got to understand...
No, hold on for just a second here. No,
but you have to understand, we're saving lives.
No, wait a minute. You are telling the kid, if he puts up a fuss, there's no Santa Claus.
Oh, so you want to know there is some kid going to put something in the mail, and the next thing you know, you got to... And I don't... believe me, I don't know whether there's a Santa Claus or not. There could be. If there is, do you want to run the risk of perhaps spreading some kind of a communicable disease through the elf community? Something that...
What do you mean through the elf community?
Well, these are the things you tell a child.
So you're telling the kid that if he puts his mail to Santa Claus that he may infect elves?
Phil, it's a tough call. It's one of the toughest calls that a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police ever going to make. The visual of an elf with his eye socket sucked out, I don't think anybody wants to consider. And the idea, right away, I don't know whether or not they have checked reindeer or anything like that.
You can't tell a child this, okay? It's a tough thing.
So we are...
Now, hold on for a minute. I'm going to tell you because I do have kids at home. You cannot tell a child, especially one under the age of 10, that there's no Santa Claus.
We got to make a judgment call. You got a lot of retard-looking letters going through.
And would you please not say retard, okay?
Well, I'm saying, Phil, that there is a very... It's a difficult thing to distinguish between the writing of a child on an envelope to Santa and the writing of a senior citizen who may be desirous of communication with the Social Security Administration. And we tell the children, from an elf that can be transferred to a reindeer. And
in other words, you're keeping the fantasy of Santa Claus alive while admitting that there may be some disease that the kid... And what do you mean from an elf it goes to a reindeer?
It's the only thing I can tell. What I'm going to say, Santa Claus gave it a reindeer? And I'm sure children understand STD, and I'm sure they...
STD. So now what we're doing here...
Phil, you have to understand, from the standpoint...
No, I want you to know what we're doing here now, while you keep the fantasy of Santa Claus alive, now you are intimating that an elf transfers anthrax to a reindeer by way of sexual contact.
I did not say that.
No, but you say the kids understand STDs. And at that age, they don't. They don't know anything about that. They don't have that kind of...
So I don't have any children. My wife and I are having a hard time conceiving.
Well, forget about that for just a minute. You're right. As a father, I'm a little bit emotional over these things, okay? Because you can't tell. We've got kids that are under the age of 10. They want to believe they're Santa Claus.
I understand that. Santa Claus has Mrs. Claus. The elves, they don't have anybody.
And okay. So now the kids say, hey, kids, guess what? The reindeer could die if the elf...
Don't worry about saving lives.
Let me say this to you, okay? A child dropping an envelope into the United States Postal Service mailbox that is addressed to Santa Claus, you say has some scribbly writing on it?
That is absolutely correct.
And you're saying that it looks similar to some scrawl from a senior citizen?
That is correct. You don't know the difference. You don't know whether it was some kind of a flaming idiot. You don't know whether it was a kid sending a letter to Santa Claus. You don't know whether it's some zoned out senior citizen that doesn't know how to, is writing with their left hand with a crayon, or you don't know whether it's somebody sending biohazardous material. And if you saw the letter to Tom Daschle, looked like a retard put all the writing on there. And so,
I know that you are, you're law enforcement, but you got to understand, you can't use words like...
I'm sorry about the retard thing, but what I'm saying basically is Operation Kringle is going to very gently take Santa Claus letters away from children. We will take them down to our substation where we can irradiate them. And that
you can get rid of whatever...
That is correct.
You have the irradiation? Because I hear that that equipment's expensive.
We don't use... Technically, what we use is a microwave oven in the substation kitchen area.
Let me ask you. You're microwaving the kids' Santa Claus letters?
That is correct.
Then why not give them back?
No, you can't. You have to get rid of them. So we put them in a microwave. We cook them. On the popcorn setting, I think we found it's been
Okay, a lot of this information that I'm processing here is a little difficult.
I understand.
But the big thing you're saying is that you are telling children there's no Santa Claus.
We cannot have kids sending Santa Claus letters through the mail. Because the chance of overburdening the mail system right now with a lot of Santa Claus letters could very well put...
And what you tell the kids is it puts the reindeer and the elves at risk.
That's correct, yes, sir.
What you're really saying is what?
I think it's over. I think kids sending letters to Santa Claus is over. We're Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have to save lives.
Well, I'll tell you, that is a brutal thing to inform a child that there is no Santa Claus just so you can make sure that some kid isn't sending anthrax off to the North Pole.
We're not sending it to North Pole. And I don't think any kids really have that stuff. I'm just saying...
You don't want to overburden the mail system, I understand. I have to take a break here, Jay.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to save lives. And everything that...
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Thousands, millions of letters to Santa Claus will be mailed very soon, if not already. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is posting their sub-commanders at various mailboxes to take these letters from children. And if the child protests, they tell the child that there is no Santa Claus, so what's the point? Now, he's also gone on to say that they intimate if anthrax gets to the North Pole, the elves will give it to the reindeer. And this is just all stuff that maybe it's the times we live in, but I think it's unnecessary to tell a kid there isn't any Santa Claus just so there isn't a lot of weird handwritten scrawled envelopes going through the mail. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, how to keep the mail safe. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency that has taken it upon itself to tell children that there is no Santa Claus.
Well, Phil, we are not saying...
No, but you're telling kids there's no Santa Claus if they give you a problem about giving their letter to Santa Claus to you.
What we do is we... That is a condition blue. And we had a... Standby. We had two condition blues in the last 5 minutes.
Well, a condition blue is when you tell a kid there's no Santa Claus. The fact is, you don't need to do that. You can just take the envelope. You don't even have to take the... I don't even know if you can legally take the envelope away from them.
All right, we have Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are clearly identifiable. We wear a blue armband and a white pith helmet.
So people see you with a blue armband and a white pith helmet doesn't mean that they know necessarily that you're a cop. Here is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I think that this man is sick. He has obviously got some issues. If you can tell a little kid there's no Santa Claus and that black goo is going to come out of Santa Claus's mouth, you need anthrax.
We are basically trying to... I need it.
So yeah, because you... I'm sorry you cannot have kids, but maybe you don't need children. Because if someone like you came up to my kid and said that to my kid, I swear to God. God forgive me, but I would really hurt you.
What do you do if you have a parent that is interceding?
At that time, the parent is interceding with a lawful arrest.
How can you arrest a kid?
Let me tell you something. I don't know, Rebecca, if you are who you say you are. Is that really your name?
I am who I say I am. Unlike some people like you, I don't have to lie.
Are you white?
No, I'm black.
Yes, you say you're black.
I'm black.
No, you could
believe
be
me, I'm black.
Well, never mind what she is.
I'm
I know,
saying,
it doesn't really matter.
I am,
children
I am
are children,
saying,
parents are parents.
My first thing that we will have to take into consideration then, Rebecca, would be the modified mind condition technique.
Oh,
and
Jesus
that is
Christ.
Where,
so, what are you saying? Is that black people are crazy and white people
no,
are not?
No, ma'am. I'm saying anybody, well, I mean, with
color
fits,
has,
but I'm,
hold
color,
on, well,
color
yeah,
is
yeah
not
don't
the
bring
issue here.
Don't bring color into this, okay?
Color is not right, the right issue here. It's the
what
simple
we do,
fact that
if you interfere,
sit here talking about telling children
yeah, keep,
that
right,
Santa Claus
tell,
is going to get sick and that there isn't any Santa Claus, you don't even know what you're talking about. And whatever
Rebecca,
city
what I,
you're
what
from,
I know is,
and you're supposed to be with the auxiliary police department,
yes,
they
sir,
need to
the,
get your brain checked out. You need a psychological checkup.
If
something
if
is really
child,
wrong with you.
All right, I want to ask a question. If Rebecca's standing there and her daughter or her son is putting a letter to Santa Claus into the mailbox.
What we do is we gently take the letter away from the child, and we say, you don't want Santa Claus to have, you know, a serious problem with his kidneys or
that you don't tell that to children. They don't even know what
and,
you're talking about.
Well, and then the child
that's
will ask me, what are you talking
say,
about?
You know, there's something going on in the world today, and it's really bad. Bad men are doing it. That's
well,
my that's my choice to tell my
okay,
kids
do you
that.
Want,
these
well,
children
I,
don't even really need to know this. They need
well,
to know that
don't.
Something happened, something's going on, and that we have to be
that,
careful.
That
I pay, their parents are there
have,
to protect them, not to tell them that this is going to happen. That's going to scare them.
2553. If Santa Claus
you
has
obviously
anal bleeding,
don't have to.
What do you mean if Santa Claus has anal bleeding?
I'm trying
how
to
can
let
you
the
tell you know what this has got to be.
6341.
I want to ask the question, Jay. If you and understandably the mail service is overburdened right now. I understand that.
And you want all of these little envelopes going through the mail with all of that kind of retard crayon drawing on it. That looks like
how can you
like
say
that.
Retard? People, older people, men
that's
like that. I mean,
that is correct.
Don't say retard.
So,
that's not right.
What is the modified mind condition technique?
Basically what we do to the parent, we hold up a fist and we say, do you see that? And as they stare at that fist, then we hit them with the other hand.
Then you know
now
what? Something
a,
will be coming right back at you.
That is a befuddlement. Well, ma'am, I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have
you know
our
what?
Three-step
you keep saying that? Does that really exist?
Yeah, does that what is that about? I mean, it's a volunteer police agent. It does exist because we've checked it out, Rebecca. But do you have the force of
but
arrest?
But who gives the authority for all of this? Real police
Rebecca, I
don't
mention,
even do that.
Rebecca, I want to mention two words to you. Delta Force. Do they exist?
Delta Force exists, and you
yeah.
said that y'all that
there's
some
know
pretty
Delta
bad boys,
they
and that y'all
boys.
Are based on that.
We're based
you
on
Delta Force.
You obviously
do not have
nobody
the correct training.
No one really knows if we exist. And
oh,
thank
wait
God
a second.
For that.
Delta Force is a unit of the United States Armed Forces, which is very secret.
But do you know they exist?
I don't know whether they exist or not.
Yeah, okay. That's the same thing with Citizens Auxiliary Police in the minds
please
of some people.
Do not change it around. We want to know what is.
That
I want to know what's
the
problem.
Under their tail?
I
want
right,
to know
look,
where
thank
did you
Rebecca.
Sit back and think about that.
Ma'am, I will tell you that you got all this retard scrawling going through that.
Knock it off with the retard scrawling going through the mail, all right? What it is a collection of letters coming from children for Santa Claus, okay?
Well, I'll tell you this much. If the adult tries to interfere, we could have a problem. Very
well, they
problem.
Will interfere. There is no
they
parent
are
going to.
A lot of parents
world.
Are going to interfere. All right,
that's
listen.
Not going to interfere.
Does your child write with a crayon?
My child writes with a crayon, an ink
she
pen,
does,
a pencil. You know,
I'm going to
you know, I don't understand if my child
what are you
wrote
doing?
Out
you
a letter.
On the radio?
I'm going to check out a condition blue.
Senator Daschle. Okay, but he's not.
Did
your
kid, wrote a letter to Senator Daschle?
Did he?
Your child wrote a letter to
you know
Senator?
So much, did he?
Okay.
I have nieces who are old enough to write, who are in fourth and fifth grade. But if they were writing a letter to Santa Claus, believe me, I don't think I would be worried.
How does your child spell
it'd be
mama?
Different if my kid's sitting there talking about, I'm writing this to dear Senator Daschle. First of all, I'm going to ask
Senator Daschle, will you get me a scooter for Christmas? That's suspicious.
Please, what kid is watching Senator Daschle and ask for a scooter?
That's what
you
just said.
You asked Santa Claus for that.
No, you just said your kid did.
No, I said if
she
my
didn't?
Kid did that.
No,
I mean,
you said your kid wrote
scooter.
To Senator Daschle
please
for a scooter.
Please do not turn this around on me.
Ma'am, I can tell you right now that we deal with a lot of crazy. How does your kid spell mommy? M-O-M-Y? There you go. You see
no,
that coming out
my kid does
line?
Not spell mommy like that. Maybe your kid would spell mommy like that.
What did your kid ask Senator Daschle for? I want to know.
Didn't ask him for anything. Senator Day was to...
Yeah, see, you're confused.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back. Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He is a... Jay, I never did get your rank with a citizen, and even though the Citizens Auxiliary Police is not a...
Now, you keep saying our real is Delta Force real. Is
I don't think you guys can compare yourselves to Delta. What is your rank?
I'm a sub-admiral. With the,
you're a sub-admiral. Now, the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is Major Elvis Newton.
That is correct.
And you guys are standing around mailboxes taking letters from little children who may be mailing them off to Santa Claus and saying things like, you don't want Santa Claus to get sick, do you? And
that we find here is the best way of dealing with it. And
you not being a father.
Because I can't have children. I don't know why you keep bringing this up, Phil.
You're the guy that kept bringing up the fact that you can't have kids. All I'm trying to do here is spare the feelings of children. And you don't have to tell him Santa Claus is going to be laying on his workbench with black ooze coming out of his mouth.
We are trying to get the message across to America's kids that it's not safe right now for the Postal Service to be handling so many letters, so many cards with the kind of backwards, you know, Santa Claus with the S all backwards. Everything looks like Senator Daschle might want it or something. That's all we're saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to... this is Regina. Hi, Regina. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hi. I just have a comment to make that if anybody ever tried to take something out of my child's hand, we would have a major problem going on.
Well, ma'am, you understand that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is just trying to save lives?
I don't care, sir. I don't care. I don't care. I don't know who you are. You're not a official police officer.
No,
you're not
really
somebody
identified.
Of the... Firemen.
We are clearly identified by our blue armband and white safari-style helmets.
Okay, you know
we
what?
I
can go right down to my local Sports Authority store and get a white helmet and a blue armband.
Well,
would I do the same as you? I would.
Well, you would not.
You know what?
We are based
if
on
anyone
Delta
ever
Force.
Tries to steal something or even take a letter out of my child's hand, that person's going to be hurting.
Ma'am, do you know the number of letters that and I took note of your threat, by the way. Do you know the number?
She's just saying things, okay.
Well, we would use the mind befuddlement technique on you, and then where are you going to be? We have a takedown that'll take care of you putting your nose where it doesn't belong if you want me to get right up in your face, because that's what you're doing with me. Okay?
You know what I say to every single American out there and every single citizen
Hello.
Out there?
Is she,
go
Hello,
ahead right
there?
Now.
She's
everyone
right there.
Who's listening Hello. To the show right
Hello.
Now, write a letter and address a letter to Santa Claus and mail them from your home address.
Oh, okay.
Put
so
them
now
in your
the United States,
mailboxes and mail them.
That's great. So now the United States Postal Service has to deal with millions of letters with scrawled crayon backwards, mommy spelled M-O-M-Y, and every other thing that just makes it difficult for us to separate whether you're going to get anthrax delivered to an elf or to Santa or to whoever it is. Now,
and
what's
what is
the stuff about
for Santa Claus, sir? What is the address?
Pardon?
Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Okay.
A lot of this. She doesn't even know where Santa Claus lives. We have officers
no,
in neighborhoods checking
that,
mail.
What, you're going to be taking a letter from a young child that's addressed to Santa Claus at the North Pole?
She's giving me crap. Go ahead.
What did you do? Did you just radioed one of your guys because a woman's giving you a hard time on an interview?
Yes, that's correct. Because she said she's
going
to send her kid over.
You can't take it. You can't take it. That's all. You know what? Another thing, I am so sick and tired of hearing about you and your wife. I feel sorry that, you know, right now that you're having a problem. But you know
I'm
what?
Having a problem
that's,
conceiving.
Okay, sir, but you know what? That's not the issue here.
You don't need
to keep on bringing that up. That's not
well,
the issue. I'm sure your wife won't appreciate you talking about that either on the radio
for millions of people to hear.
According to the doctor,
I'm shooting blanks.
We don't need to know about you shooting blanks, man. It's got nothing to do with this.
Well, you people talk about having kids. Why can't I?
Because you don't have any.
And that's not the issue here. We're not talking about anything like that.
Ma'am, first of all, our three-step takedown involves this. One of our officers kneels behind you, and then we push you and you fall over him. Now, if I have to engage the three-step takedown, I will.
Now you're threatening this.
You know what? I am a very strong, okay, I care for my children very much.
But the
three-step
takedown, you can't.
Anybody, I will do anything for my children. I will protect my children with my life.
What do you do if a parent is about to intercede?
Then we would say, there's no Santa Claus. Now what are you going to do about that? See?
So right away you've destroyed a child's Christmas just so you can get your little shot in.
No, so she doesn't put the envelope in the mail and it reaches an area of the North Pole which could be contaminated. I mean, I'm not literally. That's what we tell the kid.
Yeah, this thing about telling the children, hey, you don't want the reindeer to die, and this intimation that there's sexual contact between the elves and the reindeer, are you nuts?
I am just simply trying to get the message across. You understand, don't you, ma'am?
You know,
not only am I shooting blanks, but my wife's a little dry, so it makes it harder.
Cause, no, that I do not understand.
You don't understand what?
I do not understand the point of going and having to tell a young child that there is no Santa Claus. No, I don't understand that at all.
No, I'm talking about understanding, telling the kid that the elf might give it a reindeer.
An elf
no.
might give it to a reindeer.
That's standard says, yeah, that's part of our manual.
All right, listen,
manual.
Our operating manual. We are like Delta Force.
And who makes these manuals
okay.
up?
Major Elvis Newton.
And
see,
you guys just took it upon yourself? Was this something that was, like, actually said by the, you know, U.S. Postmaster?
No, we are simply trying to take a peek over the shoulder of the police and the U.S. Postmaster. Are you in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Okay, and do you have the authority?
Florida security gators are the people you should contact.
Do you have the local police department to be doing this?
What's that?
Do you have the authority by the local police department to be doing this? No, you don't.
Well, let's just say
no,
we take a peek
don't.
Over the shoulder.
No, you don't. You're taking
it
upon yourself.
We wear a blue armband and a pith helmet. We have
you know
camouflage
what?
Pants.
I can do the same thing. Any
well,
American can go out there, like
look,
I said.
It
I can
look
get a
right.
white helmet.
I, don't...
I can get a
well,
blue armband.
Well, if you
did,
you'd be impersonating
I
a citizen of Missouri police officer.
This lady's asking too many questions.
One.
Take care of her.
How do I know you're
okay,
not impersonating one?
I just heard you say into your radio, this lady's asking too many questions. Take care of her.
We're just talking to the Florida Simulated Gator Security Force.
What do you mean, the Florida Simulated Gator Security Force? It's a goofy... Thank you, ma'am, for your call. All of these organizations have no power, have no deputized power from any agency with the control over law enforcement in this country.
Well, hold on for a minute. Isn't that a nice speech? You know,
look, Ed, I am telling you that you do not have the right to arrest and you do not have the right to detain because you are not licensed by any agency, the Attorney General or anybody else, to do that.
Oh, you didn't say anything about taking a letter away from a little kid who might be sitting, trying to get the elf on top of a reindeer. And on a...
and all of that crap notwithstanding. Here is Vicky on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
What do you mean an elf on a reindeer?
You know
that,
what?
It's the way you talk to a child. That's all you do.
You know what? You are way out in left field with
the
this.
The parent thinks
way
to get involved.
Out.
We say, no Santa. The kid cries. The parent then has to take care of the screaming brat, and it takes him away from us.
You know, there's a reason why you don't have children.
Okay, I'm sorry. My hand.
Would you get off
you
your radio,
no
please?
Of what it takes to talk to
I said to get off the radio.
All right. I beg your pardon, ma'am?
I said,
right,
obviously, you don't have any concept of what it takes to talk to a child, and that's—it's a good
ma'am,
thing that you're not a parent.
So, in other words,
point.
do you believe there's a Santa?
Do I believe there's a Santa?
Yes. Do you believe there's a Santa Claus?
No, I don't. But my
okay.
have children
at
that
some
do,
point,
would...
somebody had to say it to you. And when I'll never forget, I was 9 years old. My father walked in and did me a big favor. He walked up to me and he said, "Jay, there's no Santa. Do you understand, you whining brat, finally?" And I thank him for that. Every day of my life,
well,
I thank him
what?
For saying that.
Obviously,
you whining
like
brat.
Said,
that's right, because I was a whining brat.
You know, you're way out there in left field with this.
No, ma'am.
Totally,
we are just simply...
You know, if you were going to take the letter, if you would take the letter... And you would say, "I will mail this to Santa Claus. Thank you. I have a special box I'm going to put this in." That
That's
would
a great
be fine,
idea.
But you're going into all kinds of stuff that doesn't even need to be posted
Absolutely.
To children.
Absolutely. That's a great idea, Vicky. Why not just take the letter from the kid and say, "Look,
exactly.
I'm a special."
So now what am I supposed to say?
You say, "Hi, I'm a special helper for Santa, and I'll take the letter."
So all of the training that I put into becoming a Citizens Auxiliary Police Sub Admiral, and now I'm nothing but an elf. Is that what I am? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, no. You are...
Let me put on pointed ears, too?
No.
Yeah, put on some pointed ears, man. You'd be doing a whole lot better.
I was 26 really? Years old, and my father said to me...
You're trying to be the big bad wolf, and you're not...
There is no Santa Claus. Do you finally
nobody.
Get it? I beg, I'm nobody. I'm saving lives by making sure there isn't something
you're
black coming out of Santa Claus.
There's no children trying to take lives. They're children.
Ma'am, I
don't
tell
understand?
Any...
Yeah,
I
you're making it sound
you
like kids. You're making it sound like there's kids.
I don't think you understand. The difference between
kid...
a child and an adult. I don't think you understand that.
I was 26 years old. My father walked in and said, "There's no Santa Claus. Do you get it? Finally!" And I thank him for that.
26.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were still believing in Santa Claus at 26, somebody had to tell you something.
Well, ma'am, somebody's got to tell these kids sometime, and that's the job of citizens.
You're talking about a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old,
exactly.
An 8-year-old?
Exactly, exactly. A kid under the age of 10. Let them have their fantasy.
Someone's got to come up to the
childhood.
Kid. Look, listen, I walked over to a 6-year-old the other day, and I said, no Santa, no. There is no Santa. What do you think about
that's
that?
Why you don't have, that's
I did
why
that
you're
kid
shooting blanks, buddy.
I'm
that's
shooting
why
blanks because
blanks.
Of that.
That's
well,
from
you want to talk to
that's
doctor.
From God. That is
so
not going to let you terrorize
right.
children. And obviously, you would as a parent.
Why would you have children if you're going to treat them like that? So maybe it's a good thing that you're shooting blanks.
That is obviously it's a very good thing.
I just hope I don't see your kid in a mailbox with some retard writing. I cried
you
all night long when my
retard.
Wife held
I'm
me the
sorry.
Day my father told me. What's that?
I said, I think you're the retard here. You are
you
making
cried all day.
No sense at all. None.
My wife held on to me, and she said it'll be okay. There's no Santa Claus.
If you believed in Santa by the time
you know
26 and your wife held you.
I'm shooting blanks. I believe in Santa at 26. My life's been hard. But the Delta Force have showed me I can be a badass.
Yeah, by putting on a pith helmet and a blue armband and saying 2554 into your
children.
Stupid radio.
And taking letters from children. That makes you bad.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much.
That makes you big and bad. Well, don't think you'd be so big and bad taking a letter from a child. That doesn't make you bad.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, and I hope that Mr. Santos understands that.
1625, I've got an asshole talk show host on it.
Okay, that's great. Kids, Santa Claus, he's solid, he's alive. I just talked to him today, okay? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Here's your stupid music, okay?
What'd you call it, stupid music?
This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme.
Remember, when you see the blue armband and the white pith helmet with Bermuda shorts and camouflage golf shirt, that's us.
Stunning.
When the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
And wingtip.
May be called the state police, state troopers,
man.
Militia, the rangers.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved.
Got skill and courage.
Yeah, and you guys are just like Delta Force.
You don't even know if we exist.
Hey, man, you don't even know if you exist. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's by contract we have to. We're contractually committed. That's something. That's another thing Peter Trippi negotiated for the show. We have to, Peter, thank God for you, man. And Greg and everybody. I had a wonderful lunch today over at Premier Radio Networks in New York on 6th. Isn't that where the Radio City Music Hall is? And we went in and I had a half of a turkey sandwich and talked to all of the great people there. And then I realized I hadn't eaten since then. And fortunately, somebody said, well, let's get some pizza. And I said, well, where's the good pizza? And Craig, we're standing in the elevator over at Premier, and Craig says, well, I hear Ray's pizza's good. And like the mail guy and everybody that talked,
yeah, Ray's, that's the best. It's the best. You got to get Ray's, Ray's.
Well, so then I go into the New York City phone book to find Ray's pizza. There's 150 of them. Which one is Ray's Pizza? There's Ray Bocello's Pizza. There's Ray's Old Time Pizza. There's Ray's New Time Pizza. There's Ray's Simulant Auxiliary Police Pizza. It's pizza everywhere. So we just picked the Ray's Pizza out of the book. Having a wonderful time. The Phil Henry Show is here in New York City tonight and tomorrow night, and it's brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs. And I mentioned that the theater in this town is booked solid. Maria was able to get a ticket for this Mamma Mia, which is this ABBA musical. And the two guys in ABBA, not that, you know, ABBA... ABBA is one of those bands that we were told that we should like. You remember that? Remember in the 70s, those of you who were around in the 70s, you were told that you must like ABBA. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is true, that ABBA was one of was in the 70s the number one musical group in the world except America. In other words, in the United States, we didn't even know what ABBA was. We thought it was that that weird taffy candy, you know, that ABBA Zaba. Is it ABBA? I don't know. What is that? And they were huge everywhere. I have cousins in Canada who would say that we're going to go see ABBA. And they just didn't make a dent here until I guess they came out with that Dancing Queen thing. And then, you know, they made a big splash. And so later their reputation was sort of cemented. Well, they've turned it into a their life, I guess, or their music has been turned into a musical. And so Maria went over. She's the only one here in the whole group of us that have come out from California who actually went and saw a play. She got a ticket to the matinee, and she went in there, and there were like 100 other people who were just single people with tickets to go see a matinee. That's what happens in this town. And meanwhile, Craig and I went down to Times Square and stuffed our faces on some weird food and, you know, did our thing. But all over town, things are pumping, and I started to mention the ball game last night. You know what I said, like nobody cares about baseball in America and not even in New York? I was wrong. They love baseball in New York. They're still going nuts for it here. As the, you know, the Yankees tied it up 2 games apiece. I don't even dig baseball, but how can I not be involved in what's going on when you look at what's happened in this city over the last 60 days, and now the Yankees, who are down 2 games to zip to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and with all due respect to all of my friends in the great state of Arizona, I wish that you'd never even heard of baseball down there. The Diamondbacks? Thank God the Yankees got into the series. We were spared one of those all-time great traditional matchups, the Mariners and the Diamondbacks. Hey, Seattle and Phoenix. One of those great traditional baseball matchups, you know, like Florida versus who? The Colorado Rockies. Anyway, got home last night, and we flipped on David Letterman. For some reason, if you're in New York, you have to watch that show. I would really be interested to know what his numbers are in New York, his ratings are in New York as opposed to everywhere else. I can't imagine watching Jay Leno. I can't imagine watching Jay Leno, period. But I can't. I'm kidding. I can't imagine watching Jay Leno here in New York. So we flipped on Letterman, and we're watching that. And I said, Maria, let's turn over to the ball game. And she said, what ball game? I said, the baseball game. She goes, oh. So we went over, and no, she didn't. But anyway, and it was 3-1 Yanks, and the Diamondbacks were, you know, in the lead. And we thought, this is the end of the thing. Then I flipped back over. It's tied up 3-3 in the ninth after the home run by Martinez. And then I passed out. After all of that Italian food that I had over there at the Great Frescos, thanks to the wonderful Elvis Duran, who booked us a beautiful seat over there, and I walked in, and some guy walked up to the table wearing nipple clamps and went, and this evening's the pork loin? And I thought, oh boy, you know, this is going to be one of those restaurant experiences. In other words, the pork loin is about the size of a quarter with the raspberry sauce and the, you know, just like it wouldn't fill up a freaking bird, and instead, it was phenomenal. We had the lasagna, Maria had a ribeye steak that was about 18 pounds of meat. And so I couldn't stay up to watch the ball game because I got home and I went into some kind of sugar shock or I don't know what. But when I got up this morning, they'd won the game 4-3. So I think we can all safely say that the Yankees are going to win the series. They're just destined. But anyway, that was a great meal. And thank God we're walking everywhere. Otherwise, it would all be in my ass right now. Not coming out, just right there sitting on my ass. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.